Welcome to the forum, when a sponsor slips. At the 2025 World Service Conference, a policy motion was introduced to bring wording of sponsor guidelines into alignment with the seven tools.
I will read it to you and invite you to take a look at that if you will, if you are interested. But it's a relatively small change. And so the line in question is on page 5 of the sponsor guidelines, and it says sponsors who have a slip must notify their sponsor and all sponsees, answer questions as assigned by their sponsor for 30 days, and help the sponsee find another sponsor if the sponsee wishes to change. And the motion was to strike that last clause, if the sponsee wishes to change, which would have made it non-optional. It would have made it a requirement for the sponsor who slipped to let go of their sponsees, regardless of the desire of either the sponsee to hang on to them or the sponsee being sponsored by them. The conference was not able to come to a decision on that. And it referred it to the sponsorship committee for further thought and recommendations. And they ended up taking it away and will be bringing it back to this coming conference. So I thought it would be useful to hear what other people have to say about experience with having a sponsor who slips or being a sponsor and then slipping. What's the best thing for the fellowship as a whole? So, there are a few people who will be at the conference who are on this call, and I'm sure there are others who will listen to the recording afterwards to get some information on what people have thought and said about it. My background is I came to my first meeting July 1st, 2006. I was brought by a friend and I met my friend Cheryl there at my very first meeting. And my other friend who brought me to the meeting at the end of the meeting suggested that I get a sponsor. And there were several people who identified as being available sponsors. And my friend recommended two people. And I picked one without too much information. And I started the following day on my abstinence. And I continue with that July 2nd, 2006 abstinence. So that's 19 years, 8 months, and 27 days. I have had two sponsors in that period. My first sponsor sponsored me until about 2015, somewhere in there. And over the course of time that he sponsored me, he told me that his sponsor had slipped and that he was choosing to stay with her. At the time, I remember thinking, oh, that doesn't sound right to me. But I kept that to myself and just went on about my business with my recovery. And then eventually my sponsor slipped, and then I changed sponsors. He told me, I thanked him for his service, and I went about and picked another sponsor. And then I picked another sponsor who has since slipped, and then I chose to stay with him, and he regained his abstinence. I have sponsored many people over the years, many who are not still around, some who are around. Many of them have slips in their stories. Some who have retained sponsees while they've had a slip, and others who've let them go and, you know, restarted. And I'm not sure I could say, you know, that there's one good rule for what's the best way to go. Different situations warrant different treatment in my experience. Now, obviously, if someone is off, if somebody leaves the program and they're binging daily, those are not that's not an appropriate person to continue to try to work with somebody who's trying to stay abstinent. I would certainly, if the grand sponsee called me and asked me, you know, what should I do? So-and-so doesn't answer my calls. I saw them at the, you know, restaurant eating whatever. It's like, well, you need to find a new sponsor and I will be happy to help you with that. I may have taken one, I think, or two in the course of years. I want to say I have a good hunch about who's going to work well and who isn't. But I think if I had been told in my first couple of years that I couldn't be sponsored by my sponsor, I mean, it took my sponsor, I stayed with my sponsor for 9 years until he slipped. At that point, I was fine to make a recovered judgment on my own about whether to stay or not. If it had happened within 60 or 90 days, I'm not sure I would have been willing to try somebody else new. I have had the experience of being the grand sponsor of people who just left because their sponsor went out, which is a shame and certainly not something that we want to encourage. On the other hand, there are people who've dithered around in and out, and they probably would have been better served, and their sponsees would have been better served if they just all moved on from that. So it's something that the literature just has a brief sentence about, and there's not a lot of discussion. And I certainly realize the wisdom in not having a lot of discussion, because slips are not something that everybody should be thinking about all the time. I mean, we should be thinking about continuing our recovery and to move forward, which is why the slip questions are only in the sponsor guide now and not in the pamphlet for newcomers. It's not presumed that they will have slip questions. So I think I'd like to, you know, we'll hear Cheryl's experience with this, and she has different experience. But we'd like to hear, I think, what other people have, you know, what other people have to say about this, what their experience was. There's the original motion had this as making it consistent with the seven tools, which, as hopefully I don't need to remind anybody, says, you know, the seventh tool that a sponsor must have 30 days, have completed 30 days of questions and have taken the first three steps. So I think that's what I have to say about that. And I look forward to your comments, and we'll certainly encourage anyone to share their experience or ask questions. So that's it for me. So let's now hear from Cheryl.
Thank you, David. Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl. I'm a compulsive eater. I first came into program when it was OA Howe in July of 1990. And at the time, it said, call your sponsor every day for 30 days. And after 30 days, it was suggested that you continue to call your sponsor. Well, I don't work really well with suggestions. I really like requirements, you know. The woman, so I'm at my first meeting, right? And I don't know what's going on. There's 125 people there. I stand up as a newcomer, and this very young woman sitting right in front of me turns around and says, can I be your sponsor? And I'm like, yeah. I mean, I didn't even really know what that meant. She was brand new in the program. I mean, she had like 35 days, and I was her first sponsee. And she was lovely. She took my questions every day. I never saw her or spoke to her again after my first 30 days. But I found other sponsors, but it didn't seem necessary. I thought I could do it on my own. I did it on my own for a while, and then I came back. And when I came back, it was CHOW, and it was very clear that I had to call a sponsor every day. And I did, and it was great. It was fun. I've had a couple of different sponsors. And at one point, I mean, this I've got a 35-year history here. But at one point, I had a sponsor who was a friend, and she was struggling with the program. And because she was struggling and not really, not saying she'd slip, but she was too loose with me. I would say, can I have this? And she'd say, oh, sure, that's kind of like that. Yeah, you can have it, you know. And it was not a good relationship for either of us. So I kind of went out again. And then about, 8 years ago, about nine years ago, I got a sponsor who was very clear with me and who sets guidelines that I follow. And it's been a wonderful relationship. I did slip once in the past 9 years. And of course, I do have sponsees. I always have, three or four. Sometimes I have more, but it's three or four. And when I slipped, I did what I said. I told my sponsor and I told all my sponsees, and they chose to stay with me. One sponsee said, you know what? I haven't been really honest with my food either. I'm going to stop my time again. And so we had the same abstinence date. But I want to say, for me, that being able to still have sponsees kept me in program. It gave me that responsibility that I knew that there were people who were counting on me to be there every day. I think I would have felt very bereft had I had to give up my sponsees, and wait 30 days to get them again. I had had 30 days of abstinence. I had done the first three steps. I had, I had done all that, but I had a slip, just kind of a one-day slip, and I was able to continue with my sponsees, and it gave me the stability it gave me, helped me to stay in program. So that's been my experience. I've never had to let people, but my sponsees chose to stay with me, and it continued to be a good relationship with them. So I've got my own feelings about this amendment. I understand how it tracks the setting tools. I do understand that. But I know from my own experience that it has worked better for me to keep a sponsee who's when I'm back on program, not like when I had the sponsor who was kind of slipping herself, but once I came back, I was back, and it was really helpful to me to keep my sponsees. So that's been my experience. And I think that's all I've got to say. I think David and I are open for questions and for comments. And you'll be time for 3 minutes.
Yes, thank you, David and Cheryl. Again, Minsa, I'm very grateful, Compulsivita. The floor is open, and if you raise your digital hand, I will call on you. Also, just a reminder that this meeting or this forum is being recorded, voice recorded only, and being transcribed. And all the information of this meeting will be available at the CAHOW.org website. Thank you.
And if I can just add, please don't use your last name or anybody else's last name when you speak, even if we know who you are. just so it can go on the recording without being edited. So thanks.
Thank you, Shirley.
Good afternoon, chosen family. Shirley, compulsive eater. Thank you, Minson, so much for putting this forum together and to those of you on the panel. Well, my experience in early recovery was after my ceremony, my initial ceremony in the program, after my first 30 days, the gentleman that I had chosen to be my sponsor on my third visit, my third meeting, he relapsed. And he called to say, I can't do this with you anymore because I've lost my abstinence. And I was terrified. I didn't know what to do. I feel that it was so important for he and I to work together because we had a good working relationship. Nevertheless, I think I walked around for about a month or so until someone saw me in the mall and commented on the weight loss as she thought I was sick. And I was terrified. I didn't know what to do. I was trying to work this program on my own. So I went back to the meeting the following week, and I asked this woman to sponsor me. She says, I'm sorry, darling, I have too many. I can't take you. And I was ready to leave the program. Then she grabbed me. She says, I'll work with you. I'll do my best. And we stayed together for 14 years, which just ended a couple of years ago because of a conflict with our schedule. And then I saw somebody I thought I really could work with because I liked her. I liked her like a friend. And I asked her to sponsor me, and she was willing. And something was not right, and we parted ways just recently. And I went alone again for about a month, and I mentioned to a very good friend out of state that I was struggling. I needed a new sponsor. She said, I've got the right person for you. Call her and talk to her. And I did. And this lady, I wished I had known her 16 years ago when I first got into the program. She is perfect for me. So loving and kind. I call her every day. If I don't talk to her, I text my food every day and I catch up on my questions. I am not one day without working this program at all. And if this lady is to leave the program, which I doubt it because she works a very good program, that's why I love her and I'm with her. But it's really a tough situation to try to do this on your own. And I do not recommend it to anybody. If you do have a slip, try to find someone to work with you temporarily. I sponsor 6 women that are all out of state, and 2 of them are on a medical absence right now. They will be back, and I will take them back because they work a good program. So again, thank you so much for being here for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Shirley. I see Johnny Mac.
Thank you, Minson, for putting this together. Johnny Mac, compulsive eater, and that's not my real last name, so I use that name here. And anyhow, I've been around here since April of 2000, and I have slipped a couple times. Basically, I call it reset because I didn't leave. I didn't. Both days I called my sponsor. Both days I did the deal, but I just was lazy and sloppy about my way in a couple different situations. And so the sponsees I had, my first slip, I celebrated over 16 years and none of them have left. And I do have one who recently left me maybe 3-4 months ago. We were sponsor for 25 years, but there was other reasons. But I, you know, my last reset was 7.5 years ago and some change. So, they all decided to stay with me because, you know, and I gave them all. I said, look, if you want to find some other help or whatever somewhere else, that's fine. And I won't take it personally. I mean, I have sponsored myself 100 people probably over the years. And some of them just, you know, but I still can hug them when I see them in a room, you know, but it just sometimes that personalities don't work out. But, you know, it's worked out for me. And then I had a sponsor recently that I had that had 23 years that is totally flung the coop. And so actually one of my sponsees that has a lot of wisdom, you know, I said, I'm going to just call my food, my writing into you and just see how it goes. But I'm but you know what? It's working. And I've been doing that for like several, maybe almost 3 years now. I don't know. And it works out all right. Because, I mean, Ray and Ray and man, I'm losing my brains here. Ray Z and Fred S, sponsored each other. And so, you know, that can work if you're on the same plane. But, you know, I think it says in the book, a sponsee can choose to keep their sponsor or find another one. And I think it depends on the circumstances. And I don't think we should make some really hard, fast rules on that. That's my opinion. But I think it is the way it is. But, you know, you just decide what to do between two people. And some people, if they just fly the coop completely, then, you need to look elsewhere. Anyhow, I see the tide's coming up. But that's been my experience, and it's worked out good. I have changed sponsors a few times for various reasons, and but all things happen, and the important thing is I want to stay here, guys. Thank you.
Nino, would you like to share?
Yes. Hi, Nino, compulsive eater. Thank you, Ms. Baum, for putting together. And I have to be leaving 10 minutes, but I was going to say from my experience, because I had long-term abstinence and many circumstances, I've been slipping and, whatever. And then I get short-term abstinence. But every time, per the guidelines, as a sponsor who slipped, we can't sponsor for 30 days. And, so it happens repeatedly. Yeah, I'm a sponsee, we have to concentrate on recoveries. And the sponsee also gets annoyed that, she has to look for someone or she can't, be sponsored by me. And as a result, I felt like a failure. I felt like, I'm not, there are two ways. One is like, I have to concentrate on myself, what my sponsor says. But I also felt like, I was punished. But I couldn't sponsor someone for 30 days. And meanwhile, they had to, find someone else. And maybe they chose to stay with someone else, or whatever. One of them did, I know. And then you also feel like, maybe if I continue to sponsor her, she did ask me, can continue? I said, no, I'm not allowed to sponsor 30 days. Maybe she got irritated and she was annoying. I mean, I don't know. It can go both ways. But I did feel like, it was punishing to me. So I don't know. I just wanted to put in my two bits. Thank you. Thank you for letting me share. But I do understand the guidelines. So thank you.
Thank you, Ninu. Dimitri, would you like to share?
Yes. Can you hear me? I've had problems before. You can hear me. All right, fine. First, thank you, Min Soon. Hope I'm pronouncing the name right. And Cheryl and David, I'm pronouncing that name right. Thank you all for your service. Speaking only for myself, based only on my experience, the question that I have is, what is the controlling document for Compulsive Eaters Anonymous HAL World Service? Is it the seven tools, or is it the document, the pamphlet that David shared with us? I don't know. But if the controlling document is the seven tools, it cannot be any clearer, at least in my mind. It says here, a sponsor is a compulsive eater who, thank God, has 30 days of back-to-back CEA HAL abstinence, yada, yada, yada. In the end, sponsors must, and the word must is all uppercase, M-U-S-T. Sponsors must have 30 days of abstinence, have completed 30 days of question, taking the first three steps. So if the controlling document is the seven tools, then I don't understand why we're even having a discussion. If the controlling document is the pamphlet, the brochure, that sponsor's guide, if that's the controlling document, then clearly the seven tools has to be changed. But if a controlling document is the seven tools and people want to freelance and ad lib, go against what seems to be clear cut, then what about the other six tools? Can we also ad lib and say, it says three phone calls, but, two should be okay. It says three meetings, but maybe two. If we're going to have a structure, if we're going to have guidelines in terms of our organization, then I think we need to follow them. If the seven tools are the controlling document, to me, there is no question here. And the other guideline that David showed has to be changed. But if you are willing to now change the 7 tools, the sponsorship, well, what about the other 6 tools as well? At least that's how I see it. So thank you again. I pass.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know why there's an echo. Okay. What do you think, David and Cheryl? We have a few speakers. Do you have any experience you'd like to share based on what we just heard?
There is no one controlling document. There is the CHOW bylaws, which includes the 7 tools. It also includes the CHOW concept, which a longtime member who's passed away, who was involved in World Service, used to say that the CHOW concept was constitutional in character. That doesn't specifically give any sort of statement about sponsorship. The bylaws are constitutional, says the World Service bylaws chair. That's me. but even more so is the voice of the collective group conscience, which is the will of the World Service Business Conference from year to year. So our literature, the food plan, the sponsorship guidelines, and the bylaws, and the 7 tools, and the 12 traditions, and the 12 steps are all foundational, and they're all guiding. I think our request here is to find what will be of service to the most people. It's that's what I have to say about that.
Thank you.
Anything, Cheryl?
No, I mean, I certainly appreciate Dimitri's point on this, but I do also appreciate the idea that we've got to look at what's the most service to the most people. And we know there actually seems to be a shortage of sponsors. There's certainly a shortage of maintenance sponsors. And, you know, like the time that I slipped, it was one day I called my sponsor. I spoke to my sponsees. I don't know. And like I said, I would have felt bereft had I had to give up my sponsor. I mean, they had a choice, of course. They all had a choice and they chose to stay with me, but I would have been bereft had they all left me. Or had I told them, go find other sponsors, because as someone pointed out, they might never come back. Oh, then this is my sponsees. Thank you.
Thank you. Janet, would you like to share?
Yeah, Janet, compulsive leader. You know, I am a person who believes in that this is a program. We are not hard and fast and you're out and go to hell if you don't make 3 calls a day. We are human beings. We are human beings. And there is this element of compassion that has to be included in this. You know, if I didn't make 3 calls a day, am I out? If I didn't eat exactly 4 ounces and I went under or over, am I out? You know, there is this human element. And I'm going to share what happened to me back. I had just started doing service at in the inner group, taken on a position. My ex-husband had gotten married and somebody showed me a picture of him and her. I looked at it and I was
I had an extra ounce of a controlled substance, and I told my sponsor, and she says, you're out. She says, you have to start all over again. You have no sponsees, no fees. I broke down and cried. I just said, I have to give up my position. I have to give up my sponsees. I started crying. She said, all right, let me talk to my sponsor, who has been in program, you know, at that time, over 30 years. And they came back and said, yes, you can stay in. We will consider that not really a slip. That wasn't. So here's the element of compassion that we have to, you know, we're not the Gestapo here. We are, there has to be some element of, you know, fineness. So that's what I have to share. Thanks.
Thank you, Janet. Karen?
Hi, everyone. I'm Karen B., compulsive eater. And thank you so much for this forum. And it just seems like it's one of those topics that there's no hard, clear answer, right? And my experience is I've never had a sponsor who slipped. I was always the one who slipped and had to tell the sponsees. So at one time, and I've had many sponsors because every time I slipped, I'd come back, I'd get a new one. And I had one sponsor once that I said, she was the example that gave me so much rope. I used to say, I have so much rope, I can hang myself. And I did, right? And then I found out after that, she said to me that she wasn't abstinent either. So maybe that's the reason why she was willing to let me have all that rope, right? So with me, what would happen is when I was sponsoring, and my slip was not just like, my slip would start over a period of time, having a little bit of extra this, a little bit of that, justifying it, rationalizing it. And the guilt, meanwhile, is building up, shame and guilt, can't get honest. And I get a sponsee. And so with all that in the back of my head, knowing what I was doing, well, then, of course, I'm going to ignore certain things that maybe the sponsee did, right? And meanwhile, the boundaries are getting really, really loose. And I would end up, the only way I could get myself back in was I'd have to go on a full-blown binge. But anyways, this last time, a few years ago when I was absent and I had a sponsee, I slipped. And I didn't want to tell her. I felt guilty. I mean, not only was I being punished, but they're going to be punished because they're going to have to find somebody new. But I was really, really letting a lot of stuff go with the other person. I was not doing them any good at all, right? So when I finally told her, I told my sponsor, and then I told the sponsee, well, in the book and the guidelines, is you could choose to stay if you want to. She goes, well, I choose to stay. And I'm like, oh, okay. Then I told my sponsor, I go, she chooses to stay. And she goes, I don't think that's a good idea. But the choice was mine to make, to let her to stay with her, me or not. But I already knew what I had been doing because I was dishonest, letting things go. How can I continue to sponsor her? How can I continue to say, hey, you got to do this, you got to do that, and I'm not doing it? So I told her, no, you need to find somebody else. It'll be better for you to find someone else. So I don't really have a clear answer for this question. You know, I could just share what my experience was. And I had to be honest with myself. You know, Karen, you're being dishonest. You're not doing this person any benefit by keeping them, you know. And it's hard to find a new sponsor. I get it. I've done it so many times. But in the end, I think it's probably a better thing for the sponsee to find somebody else. Mom, that's me. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Karen. Adele, would you like to share?
I am Adele Compulsive Eater. Thanks for this form. I know it's hard to find a sponsor sometimes. A couple of years ago, somebody called me and told me, can I temporarily take the food? Because the sponsor had a slip and, you know, they was, you know, go back to them, I guess, in 30 days. Next thing I know, it was months later. And then that's, you know, and then I said something to her, and next thing I know, it was a year. And she wasn't even doing any questions. So, you know, it was like a disservice. So, you know, the last time a couple of times ago, I temporarily sponsored somebody because they couldn't find a sponsor. And I made it clear, you know, this is temporary. And then when, you know, I told her that sometime I'd need to take a phone call, you know, she got upset. And yeah, and then a couple of weeks ago, I was temporarily sponsoring somebody. And I questioned the food because they weren't having enough of something. And I never heard from them, again. So it's, unfortunately, it's hard to find sponsors, hard to keep them, especially if, they fall in the 7 tools that they have to give up that position if they don't have 30 days of absence. So maybe it's time for, we look at a feasible change to that tool. That's all I got to say. Thanks, everybody, for being part of my recovery.
Thank you. I don't see any hands, but I do see a lot of board members.
I'm Jay. Let me just speak on my experience. It's vast. I've been on both sides of this thing. I didn't know I had a choice, but if I slip and I've got sponsors, I got to tell them. And I personally think that, I have to do penance. I have to do 30 days before I can, So I just totally go out. And what I usually do is give them to my sponsor. And then I pick them back up in 30 days. So that's what I normally do. I didn't know I had a choice. I thought that's what I had to do because I thought you had to have 30 days to sponsor. The other thing, to hear people say, I got 30 days and I'm a full service sponsor is kind of weird to me, because if you look at the book, it says that if you are a full service sponsor, you slip, you get 30 days, you can be a sponsor, qualified. But then, you don't have to do the inventory and stuff again, but you have to wait that 30 day period to be an inventory sponsor, and then another 30 days. And tell me if I'm not wrong, but I remember another 30 days before you can be, a step sponsor in maintenance and that. So basically, to be a full service sponsor, you're supposed to have at least 4 months of access. I don't know. That's the way I read it. But, that's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you. David and Cheryl, do you have any clarifications on the number of continuous abstinence to...
Right. That is addressed, and I always get it wrong if I don't read it. But it is addressed in the literature, returning from slip. And I'll have to look for that.
Great. In the meantime, Ginny, would you like to share?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Min-san, for organizing this important workshop. I've been in CEA HAO in some form, OA HAO, since 1989. And I came in, they describe people like me as the critical eater. I came in from OA, and when I look back, I couldn't be honest. So when I came to this program, I appreciated the actual rules, because I can follow rules. As a result, I have over 20 years abstinence today. This thing with sponsors, in my experience, I've worked with several sponsors in the past. And there was a period of time where my sponsor had a slip and she was struggling, but I kept on. I thought, no, I'm not gonna leave you. And my sponsee started saying, Ginny, what are you doing? You know we have to do this. And so it was very difficult. I think sometimes in sponsoring, we get confused with friendship and a sponsor. My sponsor today is someone I love completely, and I can't tell you enough about her, but she is not my friend. When I call her, I feel God. That's where I have my gratitude. But she's not my friend. And I think it's so important to keep the guidelines for us critical eaters. We're here not because we really want to. It's our life. And it's so important to be functional. I have a lot of responsibility. And if I had a slip and I went off the deep end, I don't know if I get my abstinence back again. That's really all I have to share. I agree with some of the others that have shared. on this same reaction. But anyway, I appreciate C.A. Howe for that 30 days. And just one more thing. When I have had a slip, I take that to be that God is asking me to come closer. And that will be diffused if I'm working with sponsees. I won't really have anything for them. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ginny. Pat, would you like to share?
Thank you. I really appreciate this workshop. I wasn't thinking whether I needed it or not. I will say that the literature, when I came into the program and we would read through what we do at the beginning of every meeting, the things that were suggested versus the things that we were supposed to do, it was confusing to me as a newcomer today. It's not a big deal. But I had a situation come up with, I've had a few different sponsors, but the one that I've had most recently, I felt like she was crossing the line into that friendship or meeting some of her needs. And it really created extreme anxiety in me. And so I reached out to a longtime member. And one of the things that they asked me to do that I haven't done is she said, go back to the sponsorship book and write down what you want out of a sponsor and what you think a sponsor is supposed to be. And I know that I've been working on the Ask Bill Sees It questions. And because the question that I answered directed itself to this situation, when I shared it with my sponsor, it kind of took care of some of those issues. But it's been something in my brain that I feel like I do need clarity in my mind about. What do I want to be as a sponsor? What do I need from a sponsor? What do I expect from a sponsor? And I think that there is a distinction in my mind between a sponsor and a friend. I need a sponsor in this situation, and I need some clarity out of that. And I just appreciate you guys being here and choosing to have this workshop. Thanks.
Thank you, David.
Yes, in answer to the question, on page 8 of the sponsor guide, it lists the types of CEA House sponsors. So it says under food sponsor that you must have 30 days of continuous absence. For an inventory sponsor and a step sponsor, you must have at least 60 days of continuous abstinence. So for food, for inventory and step, you must wait until you have 60 days back. For traditions and maintenance, you must have at least 90 days of continuous abstinence in order to be those levels of sponsorship. Now, for those of you who weren't counting, if you're doing a question a day, it is not possible to get through all of those questions in 90 days. These minimums are here for people who have returned, who have had a slip, who were, say, a full-service sponsor, including inventory step, traditions, maintenance. But, you know, once they've regained their 90 days, they can be a full-service sponsor, provided, you know, it was not a slip that made them gain a lot of weight. If they gained enough weight to put them outside of their maintenance range, then they'd have to lose their weight in order to get back to be a maintenance sponsor.
Thank you. Any comments from the room? All right, I'll just share briefly. So I'm Minsun, and I'm very grateful compulsive eating and bulimic. So last Thursday, I had a milestone. I came into the rooms March 26, 2021. And it's a miracle. I feel I'm here. I feel like I'm a toddler learning from all of you. That said, and in my, so now in the program, I have two sponsors. my original sponsor. I think sometimes when I was doing the steps, she slipped. And my grand sponsor called me. And I was terrified because she was the... I leaned on her so much in my early abstinence. And of course, I clung on and said, yes, I will stay with you. What happened was she slipped again. And I don't even know whether she's in the program anymore. And for me, the second sponsor came in when I got on maintenance during that period when my original sponsor slipped. It was terrifying for me to let go of her and get on maintenance because maintenance was so unknown. In any case, I'm very grateful that my current sponsor was very gentle to get me starting on maintenance. What I want to share is as a new a newcomer, it doesn't matter how many days, but a true newcomer, not someone. The program was hard enough, so emotionally I was very attached. In retrospect, and having had sponsees since then, I realized that I did not give my original sponsor the grace to focus on her recovery. And to this day, I take it with me that every situation is different. And I'm just grateful in the program, listening, realizing that the slipped, you know, the sponsor and friends who slipped sharing with me, they actually taught me so much. And I want to say that slips shouldn't, my hope is it doesn't get stigmatized. Because for those of my friends who came back and stay, that has taught me so much in my journey. Slip is not part of my journey, but I still learn very much from the program, how supportive we are. And we don't shame anyone, but for whatever reason, we don't talk about slips. And maybe talking about slips will destigmatize it a bit. In any case, so that's my humble hope. Thank you very much.
Hello, Carolyn, the Pulsivator, and sorry, I am not on camera at the moment. I've been outside in the wind, but I'm inside. Let's see. Anyways, very good discussion. I appreciate all the shares and everything. In my experience, personally, I've been abstinent since coming into program, so I have not had to cross the bridge of deciding with sponsees what we were going to do. I have had the experience, though, recently that my weight went below my maintenance range. And finally, I just had to really step back and say, you know, I really need to look at this and I really need to work on this. And I just didn't feel like I was in a place to be able to sponsor others during that time. Fortunately, God willing, I did come back up in my weight into range, and grateful for that. But I didn't feel I could be a maintenance sponsor during that time. And so that's one experience there. Then the other is I did have a long-term sponsor who had a couple slips along the way, and I did choose to stay with her. And then finally she had another slip, and this is over a course of years. We're talking, I guess her relationship is 10 years or something like that. So this isn't like three just in a row, but she did have another slip, and she said that we needed to step back and not sponsor right now and just evaluate her situation and get real as to why these slips happen. And so I respect that. Unfortunately, again, I am fortunate that I was, 19 years into my own abstinence, and so that didn't shake me, horribly, but it was very hard nonetheless to make that change, even at that point.
I didn't go, oh, I'm okay now, I'm going to try it on my own, kind of agreeing. I know way better than that with myself. I definitely need the accountability, so there's no doubt in my mind that I need to have a sponsor. And the other thing I wanted, so that was an experience there. And, you know, I think the relationship was working for me. I was staying abstinent. So even though she'd had a couple slips, it wasn't affecting my own abstinence. And I'm grateful for that. If it was, then I probably would have said I'd better step away and find another sponsor. The other thing I think is that I just wanted to say is that I know we're, say, you know, I usually think of the, you know, where it's the sponsee has a choice to stay or not. And I definitely think you have to tell the sponsees that it happened and, you know, that choice. But I think the differential between, although David mentioned something that probably counters what I'm about to say, is when we're stepping, you know, that we put ourselves out as a sponsor for new people, that we wouldn't, that if we don't have those days, then we can't put ourselves out as a new sponsor. But if we already are sponsoring a person, then it's more of a decision, like what's right for that situation, what's right for that sponsee, what's right for that sponsor. I do think that the sponsee should still have the sponsee always has a choice. Modern Wind is served as a sponsor. They always have a choice whether to sponsor or not that particular person. And, but that it is more that you can continue if there was a relationship, and at least at this point doesn't seem to be jeopardizing either one's on ability to either get back abstinent or stay abstinent if you're the sponsee. So, you know, is it better to just have everybody never slip? Yes, that's the idea. And it would be, you know, definitely that would eliminate this issue. But the reality, there are slips, and not putting my, if I had a slip, I wouldn't put myself out as a new food sponsor for 30 days. I wouldn't do it as a stepper inventory for 60 days because I had already done right inventory and the 90 days for maintenance. And that's a little bit of a distinction that I see in this. So with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you. Jay?
Yeah, I just had a real quick situation in case somebody else comes into this situation. You're talking about friends being your sponsor. I had a sponsor for 12 years, and we were like blood brothers. You know, we did a lot of together, and we were just boys. And he had another sponsee who he had for about 10 years, and so he got deathly ill. He got deathly ill, and it was a long period of convalescence, and he ended up eventually dying. I had a friend in this program said, Jay, you need to get a new sponsor. You need to get a new sponsor. And I was like, no, I love this guy. You know, I can't betray him. You know, it was ridiculous. And this other guy who he sponsored, both of us, you know, were saying, no, we can't. And so he ended up dying, and we flopped around, the two of us flopped around together for a while, and we ended up going out. And both of us are back in the program now, but there is a little detriment to having your sponsor be your friend, you know, and having to, you know, switch to somebody else. That's all. That's, oh, great forum. I'm out.
Thank you, Jay. David?
Yeah, it brings up the point that sometimes the sponsee is perfectly qualified to make the choice
what's right for them. And other times, absolutely not, you know, where it's a question of, you know, it could be it's a perfect match for convenience of schedule and the other one shows up and it's just fine and it's all good. And then there can be some other issues like codependence or people pleasing or fear of the unknown. And, you know, personally, I've thought that the sponsor of the grand sponsor should be consulted whether whether it's a good idea or not. And I just use that, you know, for the sponsees that I have that slip, I say, well, you know, you can talk to them, but, you know, what do you think? Do you think you can show up for them or do you need to let go? So, it's not something that, hopefully it's not something that we'll get real expert at. Thanks.
Thank you, David. Anyone from the floor?
Hi, I'm Cheryl. And what I wanted to mention was this whole issue of friendship and sponsorship. That could use a whole forum all by itself. I think we get, as a sponsee, especially when, you know, you've done your inventory and given it to your sponsor, and then you're doing all the other questions. You've given your sponsor so much of your life, it's almost hard not to feel really close to that person. And if that person's compatible with you and you can laugh and or cry together, there's certainly an emotion going back and forth. I could never have a sponsor that I didn't like. And I would certainly hope that I would have the same relationship with my sponsees. But I know from what happened to me, you know, several years ago, that it might not always, you both have to be very aware of your roles as sponsor, sponsee, and separately as friends. That could take a whole nother discussion.
Okay. I know that we had allotted 2 hours for the forum. We'd love to hear from everyone. That said, if it's a group conscience that we want to end it early, I would entertain it. Oh, John.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, David, did you read the actual literature? Like, there's a paragraph that it's an older sponsorship book about what happens if a person slips. Has that been read by anybody?
An older one?
Well, I don't know if it's changed or not. It just explains that a slip is anything that is...
Right.
A sponsor who slips must have notified their sponsor and then all sponsees answer questions as assigned by a sponsor for 30 days, which actually I did when I slipped, and I helped the sponsee find another sponsor if the sponsee wants to change, and none of them did at that time. And during the time, a sponsor should not stand up as a sponsor or accept sponsees and new sponsees until 30 days. And that's in our and I don't know if they changed it, but it's an older, version. But, you know, that's, I think, I mean, it all makes sense to me. And I think it's just there again, it boils down to between the sponsee and the sponsor. And, you know, one of my sponsees had 10 years after, you know, and this happened maybe a couple of years ago. And he said, I've been sloppy and I want to start my time over. And he hadn't had any flour, sugar, or done anything, but he just got a little sloppy and his life was a little busy. And you know what? He started his time over and he's doing very well. And it was smooth. And he said, you know, I did this because you did that and you stayed in the program. So, you know, sometimes it's good for people to know that we do these, that it happens. And I'm a lot humbler than I used to be before I slipped, let me tell you. you know, I don't break gallants anymore. You know, that personality has kind of subsided, and I love being in the middle of the lifeboat and just being a bozo in the middle of the bus, you know, and that's where I want to be today. Thank you.
Yeah, I did read the first half of that paragraph at the beginning, because that clause at the end of the sentence, if the sponsee wishes to change, that's the motion before the conference from last year that was referred to the sponsorship committee. So the original motion was to strike the line, if the sponsee wishes to change. So the action of the conference, or the action requested of the conference, was to remove that option. And we'll get to deal with that again, because it's old business. It's old business. The sponsorship committee should come back with a recommendation for what to do about it. And it will be on the table for the business conference in July.
Nay.
So I think we probably exhausted what people have to say. I mean, unless someone who hasn't shared has something that they'd like to share with the group. It's great to see everybody participating. And this could be a sort of a larger sponsorship workshop, basically. This is what a sponsorship workshop can look like. And I think it's in the service manual that it's a good idea for meetings to have these once a month, but it's fine for an intergroup to sponsor it too every once in a while on a topic or just general. So thanks.
Thank you, David. And one more time, if I do not see any hands, then we can close out with a serenity prayer. All righty. Please join me in the we version.
So there's somebody on the Spanish line that would like to share something. Yeah. May I translate? Yes. Adelante, Mercedes. Yo traduzco. So it's Mercedes Yehao, member. And she says, at the beginning when I started the program, adelante, Mercedes. My first sponsor was only one step ahead of me. Adelante. And it turns out I finished my first 30 questions and she was going to go on a trip, and so was I. Adelanto. So I went on my trip. I was doing my program. I did my measuring, my questions. I came back abstinent. But she wasn't. She wasn't anywhere to be found. Adelante, Mercedes. So I spoke to her sponsor, to the person I knew was sponsoring her, and she was also looking for her, and she couldn't contact her. Mercedes se quedó en mudo. Perdón, Mercedes. Se cortó la llamada y ya no se escuchó. ¿Qué dijiste que pasó después?
Ok. Y la persona que le pregunté, le dijo que ya podía ayudar a mí. Le hizo una pregunta si había recaído. Ya había escrito toda la sexta pregunta. solo existía. Y como te voy a ayudar y protegió a hacerme la
ceremonia. So the sponsor.
Solo. But if I comment,
So the person that reached out to, she asked me if I wanted to be helped. And I asked her if she could help me being my sponsor. And she said, yes. She asked me a few questions. She asked me about the 30 questions. And we went ahead and did the ceremony since I had already completed my 30 questions. My question is, was it okay for us to do the ceremony, even though I didn't start the first 30 questions together? Solo si era bien que hicieron la ceremonia, aunque no fueron las primeras 30 preguntas con ella, ¿no, Mercedes? ¿Esa es la pregunta? Yeah, that is. Yeah, my question is if it was okay for us to continue with the ceremony since I had kept my abstinence, I did my questions, and I continued with her. We finished all the steps together, but I had that question in my mind. Thank you.
Well, there is no Supreme Court of sponsorship. There is no beyond the sponsor and then the grand sponsor and then the grand sponsor. That's the way that works. Now, my opinion is, if she answered her questions honestly and gave them away to her then sponsor, it's not ideal to have another sponsor step her up, but given her situation, I think it's far better for her to step up than to have to go back over again and do it again. I mean, that seems unnecessary. I have had people who've come to me after being out of program for a while, and I've suggested that they start from the beginning. It is not mandatory, and certainly if someone has gone out for just a brief period of time, I don't make them start over. But if it's been a minute, it's a good way to get to know somebody by having them answer their first 30 questions. And you got to write something, so, you know, it's okay. But, you know, by all means, don't worry about whether your recovery is legitimate or not. You stayed abstinent, you did the work, you went through the ceremony, and you were qualified to be a sponsor, and you move forward. And, you know, this program, in my view, is pass-fail, you know, on a daily basis. We either pass or we don't. And, you know, it's great that you had the willingness and perhaps also the desperation to want to continue rather than just saying, oh, well, my sponsor is gone. I guess I'm going to go eat. You know, that's not helpful to you or anyone else. Thanks.
And I would say that the first 30 day, the ceremony for the third step is comprehensive. It asks questions. It gets answers. It's a lovely ceremony. And it's wonderful that you were able to have someone do it with you. So no worries about that. It's good. It takes.
Thank you, Cheryl. Johnny?
It's Johnny Mack, compulsive eater again, and I had a similar experience, except I don't know if my sponsor, she slipped early in my recovery, my very first sponsor, but I she couldn't be there, and I had finished and done the step-up ceremony with her, but some people very close to my sponsor and me knew that I had done that. And I was in the process of starting a meeting at the AT Center with the help of a guy that had several years of recovery, and Ray Z was involved, you know. And so I was stepped up by my sponsor's sponsor, and they stepped me up down at the Downey meeting for my 30-day step-ups. And I had done the step-up ceremony at home, so, you know, with the sponsor I had. So they knew it, and they went along with it, and everything was fine. And then, of course, I had a step, and I was already working on my steps with the sponsor I had for 23 years. And then I got a maintenance sponsor when I hit maintenance in 90 days. So, you know, it all went smoothly. And then, sadly enough, my first sponsor had slipped. And, you know, so anyhow, these sort of things happen. But I think it's okay if you truly know and believe that the person did the work to step them up, because then they can be of service and stay in the program and move on. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Last call. All right. Thank you, everyone, for your shares. Thank you, David and Cheryl. And most of all, thank you, Terrell, for your tech support. So please join me in the Serenity Prayer, the we version of the Serenity Prayer. God, grant us
to accept the things we cannot change,
thank you, everyone. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, Mavita.
Thank you, David and Cheryl, for your guidance.
Gracias. Thank you. Thank you for the service.
Thanks to y'all.
Hasta luego.
Yes. And everybody.
Thank you. So, friends, a sponsor, our next venture in sponsorship.
I don't know about that.
Wow, I heard so many things. Thank you, Dimitri, for your share on that. It's
it would be very
somebody's on. Okay, yes. So I will forward the transcript and the audio to CA Howe. And they will make the announcement if anyone is interested. It's such an interesting topic. And having been at the business conference last year, find that it will generate more discussion. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting, I think.
Yeah. Yes.
And thank you so much, Ms. Sun. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Okay.